State Park. I awaken impunctually to the alarm going off constantly, with an unexpected light coming from outside. I open my window leisurely, not knowing what I was going to see. It had been the bright headlights of a passing car, and I had blinked my eyes, and it was completely gone. I could hear all the birds chirping, but the pre-dawn world was still covered in black. The smell of my mom's cooking had smelled really good. You could smell the eggs frying and the potatoes steaming lured me to the kitchen. She told me to step outside. I had stepped outside, and the fresh wind blew my hair around wildly. I came back in, and my family was getting ready to eat their tasteful breakfast. After we ate, we would finally get to go boating. I had been waiting for this all winter and fall, and now it was finally time. We had loaded up all of our boat stuff and headed to the lake. On my drive over, I stuck my head out of the window without a care of what was going on in the world, just knowing it was finally summer days, filled with the smells of blooming flowers and all the people wearing swimsuits. The country music on the radio hummed through the car with the wind whistling. We had approached Georgewood State Park. The boats were already out on the water, as well as people on walks with their dogs. Summer was shining brightly on Mother Nature's marquee. Iowa is also known as a corn state, but there is so much more, like water parks, lots of state parks, etc. Georgewood State Park has always been my favorite place to go growing up in Cedar Falls, Iowa. You can go boating and just enjoy the beautiful weather. Go swimming, just walk around the park, and meet a bunch of new people. Iowa has the best state park and nature areas for all different people and families to go. We finally put our boat on the boat ramp and slowly pushed into the water. My family all knew this was a time we had been waiting to go boating. We couldn't forget the fishing poles. I wanted to make sure I was the one to catch the biggest fish. Fishing has been something I would always do with my grandpa when I was little. I always wanted to go to the lake and go fishing, even though I knew I had no clue what I was doing around the age of around 8. You could hear my grandpa saying, "Reel it in." "What does that mean?" I would ask myself. He would hurry and help me get the fish in to see how big it was. I would scream with joy, knowing that I just brought this ginormous fish into the boat. I had so many thoughts going through my head. A big wave hit the boat, and I thought I was going over. All I could see was the smiles on everyone's face in my family and how surprised and happy they were for me. After the official kickoff for the season, I knew my vacation checklist would tempt me with other adventures. My whole life there in Cedar Falls also has the Cedar River that runs downtown and is a very popular, well-known river. You can go boating and fishing for some really big fish, but it's not a great idea to go swimming in there. It's really deep. On the beautiful Main Street, all the lights are glimmering, and just a few footsteps away, you can go look at the outstanding river. Main Street offers a variety of different things. You can get tasteful cupcakes from Scratch Cupcake, many different restaurants to eat at, lots of different shops, and is very popular for teens to go take pictures on Main Street. I think back to the days when I was young and realized all the lessons I had been taught. I know how to fish now and so much more. If I never lived in Iowa, I would have never gotten to experience the things I did as a young child and lessons that I've learned that I still use in my teen years. I have learned new things. I couldn't wait to go boating every summer in Iowa for the long period of time I would live here. I could wake up to the outstanding sunsets in beautiful Iowa. This was new things.